Hey, it's TJ, and when the famous company Cozy Earth begged me to endorse one of their products, I said, okay, I'll do it. And I absolutely love my Bubble Cuddle Blanket from Cozy Earth. It's so soft, it's so heavy, it's fantastic. Now, you can get my big discount on all their products, but if you want to get a Bubble Cuddle Blanket of your own and save 41%, go to tjriggins.com/deals. tjriggins.com/deals with the promo code TJ. Don't miss out on this huge savings.
Hey, it's Alexis, and I gotta tell you about these new grab-and-go boba drinks that I am just in love with. They taste so good, and I love that they load them up with so much boba. They're made with simple, clean ingredients, and honestly, you can tell when you try them. They use 100% natural fruit juices. The best deal you'll get anywhere is at tjriggins.com/deals, where you'll get 20% off using the code TJ. That's tjriggins.com/deals to get 20% off my fresh and simple boba drinks.
The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
So in the regular old show, the segment that we'll play tomorrow morning on the radio, we were talking about bananas and having bananas in your house. And there's a story of a snake that was found. It's a quote-unquote mildly venomous snake that was found in a box of bananas in New Hampshire. That came from Ecuador. And then Lindsay pulled out a banana that she brought today that looks like it's been run over.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Well, I started eating it at 4:30, and then I didn't want it anymore, so I just kind of put it like this.
Yeah.
And so a bite's taken out, and then it's just getting brown now.
Mm. Are you going to eat the rest of it? You know you are. You're going to eat it.
No, I realized I don't like bananas as much as I used to.
Really?
Yeah.
Just today you realized that after that one bite. When's the last time you had one?
Probably months ago. Yeah. My kids eat so many of them. Mm-hmm. I think that it makes me feel sick when I look at them. They eat so many, like three a day. It's not normal.
Do you put peanut butter on them ever?
I would like that more. Do we have any here?
No.
I should bring some peanut butter.
Yeah.
Bobby approved, I guess. So
no, I finally said I can't eat that.
It's not good.
I can't eat that natural organic peanut butter anymore. Peanut butter is one of the joys of my life, mm-hmm. and I am not giving up that.
And you shouldn't.
I mean, I'll give up whatever else I need to if I got to give up something on a diet, but I can't give up peanut butter.
No. Well, you shouldn't. I mean, it's the joy.
Mm-hmm.
It's where the joy is.
Because there's nothing that I eat and enjoy more on a consistent basis than peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just because it's not organic doesn't mean it's that bad for you,
right?
You know,
right.
So I'm not doing it.
And
I ain't doing it. It's
messy, the oil. I know. I can't.
And you know what I did the other day? I thought I was gonna be smart, and I took that big old ass jar of natural peanut butter with the organic that has the oil on top of it. And I got the hand mixer and I put one beater on it, mm-hmm. and stuck it down in there and stirred it all up that way. And now if you open that jar of peanut butter, you can pour it over pancakes or something because it's just liquid now.
Oh, really?
The way I, yeah.
Yeah.
So I have to put it in the refrigerator. And then when it goes in the refrigerator, then it's like paste.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's a whole you know
situation.
What? Mm-mm. I'm go back to natural Skippy. That's already creamy and delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like, you know, it's not like I'm just going in and eating bacon fat when I make a little sandwich out of it.
Right. Yeah, because it's still got protein. It's not the worst, no.
Yeah, Bobby can go pound sand on that.
Yeah, and on some other things.
Mm-hmm.
He would have probably freaked out if he saw the guy eating the liver mush egg and cheese sandwich I saw at the restaurant the other day for breakfast. I don't know if liver mush is Bobby approved. Mm. It looks so good that I was like, dang, I want to get that.
Is it crispy?
Ooh, it was crispy. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how they cook it. I've never had it. It's a North Carolina staple. It's pork liver and cornmeal, I think.
They have it in Alabama, too.
Do they?
It's a big thing in Alabama. So it's like certain southeastern states.
Yeah.
But we didn't have that in Louisiana.
Yeah, and they slice it off the loaf, and it's gray, and then they fry it on the flat top. And some people eat it with mustard, but this guy had it on a buttered, you know, pieces of toast with over medium or over easy eggs and a slice of cheese and that liver mush. It looks so good.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Yeah, and I want to like it, but I've tried liver mush. I just don't like it.
Into it.
Mm-mm. But you missed it the other day, Regan. You had already left, but my wife's Bible study group, led by Jill in the office next door, delivered us some delicious egg and cheese and bacon egg and cheese biscuits.
Ooh.
Homemade biscuits up in here.
Mm-hmm. They were so good.
Are they good?
I mean, yeah. I ate it. It was done before I even got on the interstate out here.
Lindsay barely made it because she was leaving.
Yeah.
And she said, somebody drop this off out here or she would have been gone. You know, 15 seconds, she'd already been gone. Yeah. I'd have been eating all of them.
Did we figure out where she got those or did she make them?
I don't know. I need to ask.
We should because I'm trying to go there.
Yeah. I mean, they were like old school homemade biscuits with fried eggs and, and cheese and bacon.
You know, it's a good biscuit when it's a fried egg and not like a formed egg, like a, you know.
Yeah.
Oh,
so good.
Mouth is watering.
Yeah. Mm,
but cause I could take that biscuit and put that fried egg on it and just a big sausage patty, a country sausage patty with bacon on top of that. Maybe a piece of andouille, but maybe not. May not want to mess up the traditional breakfast of throwing andouille sausage on it, but I wanted a little runny too.
Yeah. I like that too. If it was around here, we could get a little DoorDash one day.
I'm just saying.
Alexis had Bob Evans DoorDashed here a couple of times.
Really? Yeah.
And the closest Bob Evans is in Huntersville, which is, what is that?
20
where you live, Riggins.
So 25 minutes
away. Yeah.
So weird.
Yeah, she got like, you know, a breakfast skillet delivered by DoorDash. And how much did you pay for that? She's like, 22. I was like, $22 for a bowl of eggs and hash browns?
Well, there's things closer, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, we've got.
We got to ask Jill, because I'm telling you, I'd get biscuits. Right, everybody.
Mm.
Yes, I would.
I love that. I love that you would do that.
I would do. Yeah, I would do that. Did she only get herself food? Because you know I'm a food giver.
No, she asked. She asked if anybody else wanted.
Yeah, we used to do that way more than we have recently. We used to get food all the time.
And I have so many funny ace stories about getting that diner near.
Yeah.
Oh,
what
yeah.
was the name of that place?
Presley Park.
Presley Park. Diner.
Mm-hmm. Oh gosh. I think about how many times we ordered from that place.
And I could tell when he wanted it.
Yeah.
It would almost be like someone else would have to bring it up. I can't remember how it happened, but he'd be like, so is anyone else like kind of hungry? Like he would say, but he didn't want to be the one to say he wanted to get it.
Yeah.
I'm like, why could he? So Lindsay said she wanted breakfast. So we're going to, we're going to get breakfast. Wait a second. Me. So funny.
Yeah. He would always, wanted it. He'd say, I just need, you know, a little something to take the edge off.
He never
had a slight headache. It was always a baby headache. I had a baby headache going. I got a baby headache. And he's a little bit hungry and he'd get a bite, take the edge off.
Get a bite. Yeah, one bite. No, you just got a platter, sir.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there was a guy that worked for us named Breeze Cat. And Breeze Cat would get biscuits and gravy, but he would get, you know, double the order.
Double it, yeah.
And then Ace was looking at the ticket one day and he goes, what in the hell costs so damn much? And he said, Breeze Cat, you got two breakfasts? And he goes, no, I just got the biscuits and gravy. And I said, double it. Well, what do you think? They're charging you twice. You might as well have gotten two.
We weighed that to-go box. It was like 4 pounds or something.
Wasn't he the one that always got the steak too, steak and eggs?
But he wanted, instead of the biscuits with the gravy with the sausage in it, he wanted the gravy to have ground beef in it.
I remember that.
And then when that listener won the fancy dinner with us at, restaurant was that? It was
The Palm.
No, what's the sister restaurant to Sullivan's that's over at South Park?
Fleming.
No.
Morton's.
No. It's right there on the road in South Park, right by the road in that
Maggiano.
Because that French restaurant that I did those cocktails with TJ was right here, and then it was right in front of that.
Yes, Del Frisco's.
Del Frisco's, yes. So we know the general manager. He was one of the first people we ever met when we were, you know, coming to Charlotte to interview for the job and everything. And so we've known him since. So we had a promotion with them, and we gave away dinner to a listener and her husband. to meet us there and eat a fancy dinner with us. And Breed's cat, what did he order, Riggins? They didn't have it.
I know, wait, surf and turf, wasn't it? So the steak and the lobster?
Yeah. Right, yeah.
That's right.
Because we had a set menu for our table that night. Right. And they said, well, we really don't have a surf and turf. And he goes, well, they usually do it for me. You know, it's like that. And then he said, okay, well, then I'll just have the filet. If you don't do surf and turf, I'll just have the filet and a lobster on the side.
Like, what?
Lobster on the same side. Thing, sir.
Sir, we do not do that. God.
Just a little lobster.
But
on the side.
It was so him, yeah. Though, yeah. Even though I didn't know him that well.
Yeah, that was a really nice meal. That's a great place. Yeah,
and I would have said Ace would have wanted it that way, but he did not.
What the hell did you order?
Yeah.
But yeah, we used to order that. I mean, those big eggs and bacon and biscuits and French all this stuff we would eat during the show.
During the show, yeah.
And it was, you had to scarf it down in a, you know, like a 5-minute commercial break or something.
Yeah.
People would be like, I don't even recognize Lindsay. She's been on that show like a year. Freshman 15,
Oh, Monica, when she came on the show, she cried one day.
Yeah.
Because she was trying not to eat all of the stuff that, because at that time we had a deal with a restaurant group, Lindsay, and they every Friday would bring something. We would get to order whatever we wanted from a different restaurant and they would deliver it. And what was the taco place that we would, it was Tacos. Yeah. And she was trying not to eat us because she, you know, she's on TV doing all those NASCAR, you know, TV things.
Yes.
And she was saying that she was gaining weight and all that, and she didn't get anything. And we were all eating, and she started crying.
She
wanted it so much. She's y'all are taking tacos to the dome.
Actually,
it's so true. Well, and I came from starving myself, obviously, because I danced professionally. And so when I started, you know, Midwood Smokehouse was one of the ones on Friday. I was like, I'll take the burnt ends, the mac and cheese. And y'all are like, dang.
If I can finally eat, and then it's free.
Yeah, Papa John's would come on Mondays, and I'd be like, I'm taking the whole cheese, guys. And, I'm taking the whole, the garlic then, butter, too.
And wasn't the Italian restaurant, Mama Ricotta's, wasn't that one of them in the group? And we'd order whatever we wanted. Because, I mean, and this is like 8 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. We're eating all these pastas and stuff.
But it was so good, and it was hot and fresh because they made it just for y'all, us, you know, so.
So we come on and talk about, oh man, we just had this and this and this.
I remember getting pizzas like from Mama Ricotta's, like ordering them. I'll just have a pizza.
Well, that's when I knew it was a problem when the girl on the other show looked at me through the window and said, taco down, put the taco down.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, the girl on the country show had gotten all of a sudden into working out and everything, and she was telling everybody else how they need to be eating and all. You remember that she looked through there?
Yeah.
And told Lindsay to put the taco down?
Put the taco down.
There was a window, and she could see me.
That bitch didn't just tell me to put the taco down.
She did. Through the window, put the taco down. Like, what?
I would have flipped.
I was mortified. I was like mad, but then I was sad because she was right. You know, it's like.
Yeah. You didn't put it down.
No, hell
put it
no.
Down, you put it down your gullet.
Yeah. I ate another one after that, too.
Yeah. Show that bit.
Yeah. It was a brisket taco. I'll never forget. It was the best thing. And she was like, taco down. God. What a bee.
Put the taco down.
Have you ever cared about what anyone else is doing?
No.
Never.
No, but that is going to be my response every time she texts me about something. I'm like, put the taco down. just
good life advice.
Yeah. More extra funny next.
Hey, it's Tech D Rob, and I'm always looking for deals on food. And one of the things I don't get to talk about enough are sweets. Well, Molly B's cookies are about to take care of both of those things. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and click the Molly B's logo to get 10% off these huge cookies. Lots of great flavors to choose from. The Big Joe, the Pina Colada, and the Hot Mess, which has Flamin' Hot Cheetos in it. And those are just a few of the current selections. It's always a good time for cookies, especially with the holidays coming. Get the best deal on Molly B's cookies now at tjriggins.com/deals and just click on the Molly B's logo.
You want to talk about socks? Yes, I do. Tico Socks makes the very best socks you can buy. Tico Socks is one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands in the world. Whatever your adventure may be, running, walking, hiking, skiing, Tico Socks has the perfect sock for you. Tico Socks is offering our radio family 15% off your order at tjriggins.com/deals. Use promo code TJ at checkout to save 15% on your Tico Socks order. tjriggins.com/deals.
Sconi spikeless golf shoes are the ultimate blend of style, comfort, and functionality. At tjriggins.com/deals, get the best deal you'll find anywhere, 15% off with code TJ. Sconi, perfect for on and off the course, redefining golf footwear with innovative design, exceptional performance, and all-day comfort. Remember, get 15% off at tjriggins.com/deals using code TJ.
All guests of the TJ and Riggins Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park, a beautiful new modern hotel perfectly situated in the historic South Park neighborhood of Charlotte. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park, tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
There's a lot we're going to begin to do in Ace's memory to help Peyton's promise, and the first is the reintroduction of the Ace and TJ Show clothing line, starting with a new t-shirt. Ace would have wanted it that way. Head to the deals page at tjriggins.com and get yours now, as a dollar from every sale will go to Peyton's promise.
Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
That reminds me, the girl that we used to work with, I mean, we don't have a problem with her. She's really cool. We like her. She just was telling Lindsay to put a taco down because she got into working out and all that, and so she was the authority on it. And then she's the same one that she used to work part-time at the Disney store in the mall.
Yeah.
And she told me that, she said, I was working last night, and I heard your voice in there, and I thought, well, is TJ in here? I heard your voice, and I looked up, and it was because they had switched the movies over, and it was Mater on the movie Cars.
Oh, my God.
Have you ever noticed how much you and Mater sound alike?
You're like,
You remember that, Rick?
Thank you. Please tell me what
she
said.
She's like, you who like popped serious. Your head in the office and was like, by the way, you sound like Mater. And that is not dead a ringer. Compliment.
Dead ringer.
What'd you say?
I was just kind of laughing. I didn't want to hurt her feelings or anything. But yeah. Do I sound like, I don't sound like Mater.
No, I had to go look up and Mater was like, hey, y'all, what you doing?
My best friend.
Yeah, yeah.
Woo, I'm the first one on the new road.
Yeah, yeah. That's, you don't sound
it's Larry the Cable Guy. Larry the Cable Guy. Exaggerated country voice.
Yeah.
I mean, he's funny. Like, don't get me wrong, for little kids, but you don't sound like him.
It's just like, oh.
So, yeah, it's the same one that told Lindsay to put the taco down.
She's, and nicely being said, but she's not as aware of how things come across, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's one of those.
She's from Detroit.
Oh, well, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't sugarcoat things in all the way we do.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not even sugar.
Here in the world of people being polite to each other.
Here in the land of politeness.
Not being insanely rude.
But it's not even that. It's just like common knowledge. I don't know.
Put the taco down.
Yeah.
Put the taco down, Mater. Hey, Mater.
Mater.
You know what? Your teeth, they look exactly like Mater's. He's got the one tooth.
Yeah.
Holy.
Oh, wow. Man.
Yeah, that was brutal.
Working at the Disney store.
Yeah, but being, you know, I don't know, isolated in our own building out here now and all that, we don't run into, because radio is just full of wackos. And there aren't as many radio personalities and all as there were, you know, even a few years ago, because so many of them are being pushed out of the business because of, you know, automation and podcasting and all of that. So, and what do they call it? Downsizing, you know, a lot of that. So, it's just, you know, our little group in here all the time. We don't even see anybody else that works in the office. Mm-hmm. You know, we used to get characters that worked in other parts of the building or something that we could, you know, but we don't even see that anymore. Yeah. There's not running into anybody at the water cooler that works for another company or anything.
But it always led to good stories.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'll never forget. I bought a refurbished Mac computer from John Boy and Billy's, what do you call him, engineer?
Yeah, and his, their manager, basically.
Nice guy.
Yeah.
But I'd, if ever I had a computer problem, I'd take it back after the show, and he'd make me sit in the chair at his desk while he figured it out, telling me story, and I would almost fall asleep. Not that they weren't interesting. I was tired. You know, just woken up at 4 a.m. So, and he would go on hours in there. Mm-hmm. He could talk your ear off.
Yeah, I love that guy. He was really, really cool to me and really helpful at times with stuff that were outside of computer. Mm-hmm. He's the type of guy that you look at and go, wow, he's so tightly wound and, mm-hmm. you know, all of that, you know, never breaks his rules. You know what I mean?
Like,
and then when you said he would sit you down there, I figured he would sit you down there and tell you how you screwed up that computer and how not to do it. You better not do it anymore.
Well, that was the part I was falling asleep on, because I didn't know. I'm like, just fix it, you know? Mm-hmm.
He is one of those, though, that's got a gruff exterior and all, but if he likes you, mm-hmm. I mean, he really likes you and will do just about anything for you. And a lot of people were intimidated by him. They were scared of it. They didn't want to go back there and deal with him. They were like, oh, I'm not going to go. I said, you know what? You should go ask Randy about this. And, oh, I'm not going back there.
Yeah.
He liked me.
Yeah.
And the girl, the lady on the show, she liked me a lot, too.
Jackie.
Yeah. Jackie. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. She was so cool.
You know, that's Stephen Curry's aunt.
That's right. Okay, mm-hmm. yeah. She loved you. She loved the whole show. She would come pop in, and she was cool.
You know, John Boy and Billy bought her boobs.
No way.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and seeing that, even seeing them walk around, you're like, oh my gosh, that's John Boy and Billy. It's crazy.
See, I didn't see them much.
Yeah, you did. They kind of had their own section of the building as well. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You didn't see them often, but. Yeah, just characters. That's what you kind of miss working on your own, is you don't see a lot of these larger than life personalities.
And if I knew they were buying people boobs, I would be like, hey guys.
Yeah, I don't know how that, but some kind of a thing on their show. Maybe a plastic surgeon was going to advertise or something, and they said, yeah, dude, Jackie, do you want a pair of boobs? You can go do it, and we'll advertise. You talk about it.
I yelled down the hall, me too.
and she would, I mean, I didn't hear them do the bit on the show because I was, you know, on the air while they were on the air. But she would tell. And she told me, she goes, I love working for them. They've been so good to me. She bought me some really pretty titties.
I love her.
Yeah, she had she's pretty funny.
Yeah. My ex-boyfriend of a long time ago owned like a landscaping company and used to mow her lawn back in the day.
Oh,
and
she'd talk about that.
Yeah. She said, now he is so attractive. And then when we broke up, she said, now how's he doing? I said, well, when we broke up, she said, I never liked him anyway. She was the best.
But she didn't mind telling the guy when he was looking good, you know, like she'd say, boy, look at you dressed up today, come here,
heck yeah, you know,
turn around, let me see you. Whoa, let me get on back to my room back here before I do something.
She's the type of person that makes you feel good. Other girl in the building makes you just feel like absolute shit.
Put the taco down, Mater.
You know what? I saw your doppelganger the other night. We were doing this thing in hosting this deal in the bar where they put those sumo suits on.
Just
I was like, is that TJ? Deadly. And his twin?
Yeah, that was not nice.
I've had worse.
Yeah. Sure.
Can you imagine, though, if somebody would say that to Riggins?
Yeah, I would. I'm telling you, I would confront her.
He doesn't even like it when the person chit-chats with him as he's checking out and he's buying beer at the store.
That's not true. That's not true. I do like the chit-chat. I don't like the judgmental chit-chat. I'm not looking for that.
Like, say, you're having a party.
Yeah.
Because he had potato chips and beer.
Yeah.
Is he having a picnic?
Yeah.
A picnic.
Shut your mouth. Just put the chips in the bag and the hot dogs.
Maybe.
And the burger buns. Yeah. I mean, she had reason to ask. Like,
are you having a cookout?
And the ant spray.
It turns out Turns out my diet is just like picnic food. Hamburgers, hot dogs, potato chips, soda.
Or like if she's like, you got a lot of friends coming over and you have nobody coming over. You're like, that's just all for me.
Yeah.
It's just like now if we're talking about food and then Rob says he doesn't like something or whatever, like it happened this morning. And Lindsay goes, you don't like that, Rob? And I said, Lindsay, kids don't eat that.
Yeah. Slim Jims.
Yeah.
Oh,
kids
Slim
don't
Jims,
eat, kids
yeah.
don't eat Slim. Your kids are the only ones, little kids that eat Slim Jim.
That's true.
Yeah.
So it's just like, if it's a little kid food, that's what Rob eats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's picky.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very.
You know, well, we told you he couldn't even identify certain fruits. We did the whole thing.
I'd love to do that again, just to laugh.
I know, it was unbelievable.
I need a good laugh.
Was it a plum, though, that was the main one he didn't know what it was?
Is this an apple? I was like, dude, are you kidding?
An apple.
An apple. Like that he couldn't identify grapes or blueberries.
Grapes?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, common fruits. It's not like throwing a kiwi out in front of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which
is pretty common.
Which that's pretty common, but still.
Yeah, I mean, still.
I didn't have kiwi growing up.
Not like a kumquat or whatever.
No.
Some of the, you know, who got wild, crazy looking fruit is the Asians.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
The dragon
they got
fruit looks
craziness out there. I see it on the internet.
Yeah.
They got crazy fruits and crazy fish.
Yeah.
Fish.
They do.
Yeah, you've seen
fish.
Some of them fish they catch out of Asia.
Yeah.
Huh. I'll tell you what.
Really?
Scary ass fish.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. You see those fish markets on the internet?
Yeah.
That you have out there in the whole country of Asia. They got big fish markets everywhere.
And wet floor.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh.
Wet.
Ugh.
Dripping floor.
But some of the fruit that they show when I'm watching those things on the internet, I'm like, hey, now that looks like that would be pretty good. And then they'll say that it's poison. No, don't eat this.
Yeah.
This is a poison.
You can't even bring this one on a plane.
Like, yeah.
What? Because it smells like dog shit.
It will detonate. So yeah.
But I hate a mango. Y'all know that.
I know you don't.
You
like
do.
A,
I like mangoes.
Ugh, smell like armpits.
Yeah. Really? I read something where you have a special taste bud for a mango, or you think it's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
And that's funny.
Yeah, kind of like cilantro.
Yeah, and I don't like cilantro.
Uh-huh.
That's crazy.
I could eat a cilantro salad.
Oh, really?
Nothing but cilantro. And, yeah, I just love it.
That's funny.
Love it, love it. I want to put it in my truck as an air freshener.
You probably could do that. Yeah.
It smells so fresh.
Yeah.
You'd forget it in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just rotting leaves under your seat.
Yeah.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.